Prosperity Promised the Remnant, November 28. Prosperity Promised. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. In proclaiming the truths of the everlasting gospel to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, God's church on earth today is fulfilling the ancient prophecy, Israel shall blossom and bud, and fill the face of the world with fruit. The followers of Jesus, in cooperation with heavenly intelligences, are rapidly occupying the waste places of the earth, and as the result of their labors, an abundant fruitage of precious souls is developing. Today, as never before, the dissemination of Bible truth by means of a consecrated church is bringing to the sons of men the benefits foreshadowed centuries ago in the promise to Abraham and to all Israel, to God's church on earth in every age, I will bless thee, and thou shalt be a blessing. This promise of blessing should have met fulfillment in large measure during the centuries following the return of the Israelites from the lands of their captivity. It was God's design that the whole earth be prepared for the first advent of Christ, even as today the way is preparing for His second coming. At the end of the years of humiliating exile, God graciously gave to His people Israel, through Zechariah, the assurance, I am returned unto Zion. I will be their God, in truth and in righteousness. Rich were the rewards, both temporal and spiritual, promised those who should put into practice these principles of righteousness.